من المادة القديمة
يأتيكم صوت جديد.
نغم الحياة.
من المادة القديمة
يأتيكم صوت جديد.
نغم الحياة.
At the age of 15, I joined a summer camp that brought together Israelis and Palestinians. And in my room, I had an Israeli guy who was 19 years old. He was 4 years older than me. And one night while I was praying, he stopped me and he said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm praying." He said, "This is nonsense." I told him, "What do you mean?" He said, "You know, there's no God, and this is what the majority of guys believe at that age." I told him, "No, this is impossible. You know, I truly believe in God." And we had a little discussion, and then he said, "Okay, prove to me. If God gives me one sign that he exists, then I will believe in him." For 2 weeks, every night on my bed, I just prayed for this young man. I was so simple in my faith. I was praying that, "Lord, please change his water into wine," or just, you know, the simplicity of faith. But really nothing happened. And on the last day, I remember getting on the bus and sitting in the back and could not even look him in the eye to say goodbye. But he walked up to me and he came and he gave me a hug. And he whispered in my ears, he said, "Simon, you were the sign from God. You were the sign from God." That message was so powerful, it gave me goosebumps and totally revolutionized my way of thinking. From that time, I really care about people, whatever their background. God's love is for everybody and it comes with abundance.
Well, Mandisa is another one from reality TV. This is Overcomer.
Hold it.
كل المجتمعات تعاني من مشاكل المخدرات، حتى لو كانت المشكلة كبيرة أو صغيرة لكنها لا زالت موجودة. بعض الناس يدخنون المروانة أو الهيروين ليشعروا بشعور جيد، أو بالأحرى حتى لا يشعروا بشيء. وهنا السؤال الذي يطرح نفسه، ما هو الدافع وراء المخدرات؟ قد تكون مشاعر اليأس أو الهروب من الواقع، لأن الواقع مرير والخيال جميل. أنا لا أعلم ما هو الدافع الشخصي لكل مدخن وراء التعاطي، ولكني أعلم أن كل شخص في هذا الكون يعاني من المشاكل، سوء المعاملة، الفشل، الرفض، عدم تقدير الذات. كل هذه قد تؤدي بالشخص إلى المخدرات. أيها الشباب، يمكنكم عمل الكثير من أجل المجتمع. أنتم محبوبون ولكم مكانكم ولكم رأيكم المهم، فليكن لكم رؤية في كيفية تغيير هذا المجتمع، فإن قوة التغيير بين أيديكم. بيت لحم تبدو وكأنها لا جدوى منها بسبب تدني الأعمال أو حتى انقطاعها، وحتى إن وجدت تكون بأجور متدنية، لكن أنتم بأيديكم يمكنكم تغيير هذا الواقع. لماذا لا تحاول أن تترك انطباعا في هذا المجتمع؟ أنت عليك أن تختار، هل تستسلم للواقع أم تحاول تغييره، أو حتى على صعيدك الشخصي. في النهاية هذا هو خيارك أنت.
Well, they're from Bogota in Colombia. It's Soul Fire Revolution and All Yours.
Just to break apart the
Well, her parents taught her to reach out to the broken. It's Kerry Roberts, and What Are You Afraid Of?
When the whole world's watching, being the last to get there and the last to know.
Well, today's question is, what is your favourite movie? We've had so many answers to this question. And Daniel says, The Passion of Christ. And Muhammad says he likes Rush Hour. And we've got Morale says she likes Chasing Liberty. Nadine says, The Marathon Man and Clockwork Orange. Jimmy says, 300 Spartans. Johnny, Leon the Professional. And George, he likes The End of Days. And Sandy, he likes Gladiator. And we have Ali, he likes Pumping Iron Documentary. Well, thank you for all your opinions there, making your opinions count. We've got some great movies there. And, well, my favorite movie must be Speed by Keanu Reeves.
الشارع معكم نغم الحياة الحياة نغم الحياة.
Well, they send a friend a demo and they got signed. It's Highland and Well Done.
Well, my dad, I know he meant well. I never heard him say what I needed. I have wishful days where I hope and pray, but there's still one thing that I'm needing to hear him say, well done, well done. You're the son I love, always be good enough. to hear him say, well done, well done. You're the son I love. I must be good, be good enough. Well, my bride-to-be, I know she'll love well. I know mistakes I'll make will leave her hurting. I'll be miles away, and I'll cause her pain. Is my love enough, enough and certain? I hope she'll say, well done, well done. You're the one I love, even when life gets tough. I hope she'll say, well, time has come to say my farewell. I hope the life I leave would be a good one. To stand before the throne of the one who loved, to hear my faithful son, life has just begun.
Well, she tours all around the world with the Jesus Culture Band. It's Kim Walker-Smith and Your Voice. Darkness fades.
Cause I just want you. I just want you. I just want you. There is no greater need. You make my life complete. You set me free. Your voice alive in me. The sound of victory. You speak to me. There is no greater need. You make my life complete. You set me free. Your voice alive in me. The sound of victory.
Taking us out, it's Jason Crabb, and Let Mercy Hold You.
When the road is winding through the darkness, and the load is heavy as your heart is now, and you're full of doubt. When your prayers are crashing into silence, and you're scared that everything you're crying now is gonna hit the ground. Every night is holding back a sunrise. Every star is shadowing.
If you enjoy the music in the show, you can listen to it all over again. Just go to our website, mawal.ps. There you'll find the Rhythms of Life logo and just click on there.
Every night is holding back a sunrise. Every storm is shadowing.
know it's hard when there's nothing that you can do.
Well, that's it from me for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back the same time next week. Until then, God bless. Goodbye.